On Sunday, the blood-soaked Ash vs. Evil Dead, the TV homage to the classic horror movie franchise, comes back to stars. In season two, Ash Williams has to go back to his hometown to fight evil. We have a clip of the trailer.
Whatever happened in this town seems to really haunt him.
Ash, I had to summon you. Help me retrieve the book and send them back to hell.
Oh, you need my help. Here's what I need. I need to be back in Jacksonville.
Part of me is already regretting calling you here.
Get used to that feeling.
It's probably a chainsaw or something that he's cranking up there. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here. Hey, Eric.
Double barrel shotgun, actually. But yeah.
Something like that. They're not having tea in the countryside. I'm in the wrong segment.
No.
Well, for those who like a beer. Right. For those who aren't following, just give us a little bit of the plot line.
So this is a continuation. This is a TV continuation of the characters that we've seen in the Evil Dead series. And it's a cult movie franchise that Bruce Campbell starred in and Sam Raimi directed. And for fans of the film franchise, it's sort of like the Beatles coming back together or something. And the Evil Dead movies have always sort of mixed horror and humor in a way that's kind of interesting, very explicit, gory, you know, guts and blood. But also Bruce Campbell's character, Ash, is sort of this reprobate. He's a real rascal. And his only saving grace is that he steps up to be a hero whenever these horror demons called Deadites sort of threaten humanity. And so in the second season, we see that he's partying in Jacksonville. He's living the life, but he realizes that these Deadites have come back. And the only way to really vanquish them is to go back to his hometown and get a hold of this magical book that animates them. So it sounds like a complex plot, but really, if you know the tropes of horror movies, it's easy to follow once you start watching it.
You talk about Bruce Campbell. Let's listen to a little of his character, Ash Williams, the flawed hero, in last season's finale. He's telling a woman in a bar how he lost his hand.
I saved him from certain death 30 years ago to this day. But, you know, losing my clumsy old meat hook wasn't too big of a price to pay. But I do like to honor it every year by getting blackout drunk. Care to join me?
So Bruce Campbell, the Ash Williams seems like the role that Bruce Campbell was born to play. He's got this sort of devilish humor. He also sort of has leading man looks, but he also is kind of getting a little older. Mm-hmm. But when it's time to step up, he can shake all of that off and be the hero. And it's a unique kind of character. I can't imagine too many other people playing this kind of character. It's a little bit of Indiana Jones and a little bit of Billy Bob Thornton and in Bad Santa maybe. And, you know, you put them into one character and you get Ash Williams. And, you know, you have the fact that this character has been the only constant in the Evil Dead series all the way back to the first movie.
Well, a review I'm reading says, the joy of the series is that it's gross, it's ridiculous, even stupid, but it's cleverly self-aware. In the previews for the new season, Ash Williams is seen cutting through people with a chainsaw. But does it go too far?
Oh, it gets worse than that.
Okay.
It gets way worse.
Oh, yeah, there's a morgue scene with fluids. Yeah.
There's a morgue scene where his head is pulled inside a cadaver.
All right. So too far or never too far for the audience that loves this?
Well, that, you know, that for a critic especially, this is the touchy part of this, because on the one hand, they've created this show that very expertly rides a line between horror and comedy, and it's very well done, and it can be very entertaining. But you're sitting there watching somebody, you know, pulling guts out of a corpse and slipping in blood and cutting somebody's head off with a chainsaw. And there's even these Deadites, you know, possess people. So there's a scene where, you know, there's these innocent people who get possessed by these Deadites, and then they have to be killed. And you know, so on a human level, you sort of wonder about what it does to us that we would make humor. And I mean we as in, you know, viewers in general would find humor in something that's so brutal and something that's so explicitly gory. And so, you know, I do wonder about that, and I hate to be a stick in the mud about it, but that's the one thing. I watched two episodes from the new season, and it's very gory, and it's played for laughs, and you're encouraged to find it funny when someone's head gets split open or when guts fall on the floor. And on some level, that's troubling. And mm-hmm. and so I can't totally sign off on this series because the more I watch it, the more I worry about that kind of stuff.
Okay. NPR TV critic Eric Diggins, thanks.
Thanks for having me.